When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's lunchtime at Tim Hortons, and we're serving up a special deal just for you. Our new $5.99 lunch deal includes your choice of any lunch sandwich and a side of crunchy kettle chips. Because what's lunch without a little crunch? And the sandwich choice is all yours. Like a ham and Swiss, Chipotle chicken wrap, BLT, and more. Made to order just the way you like it. Tim Hortons' new lunch deal. Simple, delicious, and just $5.99. Now that's a good deal. Only at your neighborhood Tim's. U.S. only. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.
Welcome to the latest episode of Five on the Floor on the Five Reasons Sports Network. Thanks for joining us on your favorite podcast app, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Red Circle, Spotify, also the Five Reasons YouTube channel. Make sure you hit like, subscribe, and turn the notifications on. Also, in the description here on the podcast feeds and on the YouTube channel, you will find Off the Floor. The link to the new Off the Floor, our Discord, has about 20 times more features than the other one did. So make sure you check this out, $2.99 per month. Chats for all of you. Host updates, special Q&As, prize picks contests, and then there's non-basketball stuff on there also if you just want to hide from Twitter. So check it out. Go to the new Off the Floor. Again, it's in the description here, also on the top of my Twitter feed. Also check out Better Edge. Use the code 5RSN. Get your initial deposit matched. Well, not matched. What am I talking about? That's prize picks. I'm sorry. Better Edge. $20 to play. They don't even have to match anything. They're just going to give you $20. Use the code 5RSN. This is our official gambling partner. It's legal in the state of Florida and 43 other states. You're betting against others who use it, not against the app itself. Our contests for NBA are just $3. Our NFL contests are just $10. You do the math. We're basically giving you free money to enter our contest. So go to betteredge.com. Use the code 5RSN. And now, today's episode.
Down to Biscayne. Yikes. Five on the floor, ride for my dogs. Where here's the thing, you can check the score. Hustle hard, couple scars, wearing bubble frogs. Just like Butler said, you in trouble, y'all. Kept the floor playing, got an all band. Y'all seen the block, stop with one hand. And Pat, we trust, it's power, have the guts. We're here to bring the heat, y'all can hang it up.
Welcome to Five on the Floor, a daily insider show on the Miami Heat and the NBA, featuring Ethan Skolnick, Greg Sylvander, and Alex Toledo, plus others from the Five Reasons Sports Network.
All right, welcome back to Five on the Floor. Here's today's floor plan. I'm Ethan Skolnick, and follow me, Ethan J. Skolnick, and the Five Reasons Sports. I got Greg Sylvander. You can follow me, Greg Sylvander. Check out our three recent episodes related to the Tyler Hero situation. We're going to deviate a little bit here, entering a back-to-back. The Heat play Atlanta, the Hawks in Atlanta, and then they go to San Antonio for their first regular season look at Wemby. They saw him in the preseason. We will see him now in the regular season. So a big back-to-back. I cannot guarantee Jimmy's going to play in both ends of it. Be prepared for that. Already no Hero. Caleb Martin's already been ruled out for the Atlanta game, so probably for the San Antonio game as well. So shorthanded. We know they're going to be shorthanded. The topic we want to hit today is minimum contracts. And the reason that we're hitting this is because it's commonly said, well, he's just a minimum guy. Like, what are you expecting? Like, we hear this all the time. Like, okay, in the Heat's case, they need to get something out of their minimum deals because they have a top-heavy roster. They don't want to be a second apron team. They're likely not going to use these exceptions. I saw a list where they have three of the top 20. Biggest exceptions. We expect all of those to eventually expire. They are trying to, you know, I don't – cut corners is too strong a word, and they'll get upset at me for saying that. It's not that. It's more so that they're trying to maximize everywhere, right? Like, so that they can make this roster work when it is top heavy. When you have Jimmy making that much, Bam making that much, Tyler making that much, Kyle making that much, and Duncan making that much. You got all that money really going to five players. And again, you're trying to avoid second apron. You're not filling the last roster spot. Your minimum guys have to hit more often than not. Yes. And that's not just true for them. It's true for other teams around the NBA. And that's why it matters that Josh Richardson and Thomas Bryant and others, we can call Kevin Love kind of a minimum. It's a little bit above it, right? But these guys have to have impact. Now, Haywood Highsmith right now is outperforming his contract. That is a positive. Yes. He's your starting power forward, and it looks like he's a good one. So there are things, and Caleb Martin is a relative bargain when he's playing. Right now, at least until he's a free agent, and then we see what he gets. So you do have some maximizing around the roster, but you also you need to get production for some of these minimums. And you and I went through a list of minimums around the league, and there were a lot of teams getting impact from their minimum guys. I mean, this list you sent me, here's some of them that went around the league, and I believe all of these are actual minimums, okay? We're very close to it. Mm-hmm. Christian Wood, Lakers. Kelly Oubre, Philadelphia. I mentioned Josh and Thomas Bryant here with Miami. Dennis Smith Jr. with the Nets. He's been banged up at times this season. Lonnie Walker with the Nets. He's been outstanding.
Yeah,
I've always liked him. Always going back to Miami. And
Kane's biased.
Very biased. And I thought the Heat should have taken shots on him at various times. Eric Gordon is playing a pretty prominent role with Phoenix right now. Josh Okogie, same for him. I can never pronounce Yuta's last name.
Watanabe.
Thank you. Campaign is in Milwaukee. Jay Crowder's in Milwaukee. Malik Beasley starting in Milwaukee. Dario Saric is playing significant minutes in Golden State, shooting 37% from three, averaging 8 and 7 coming into tonight. Corey Joseph. I don't even know where Corey Joseph is right now. Where is
Golden State as well.
Golden State as well. Chris Dunn
is in Utah.
Utah, and Cam Reddish has been getting some starts with the Lakers in Torian Prince's absence. We actually saw him miss the big three against Miami that could have won the game on the pass from LeBron. Some of these guys, Greg, we talked about in the offseason, and it seemed like their acquisition was dependent on Dame coming.
Yeah.
Christian Wood was one. Kelly Oubre was another. I'm going to say right now, because nobody's perfect here, including the Heat and including me and you, Kelly Oubre has surprised the hell out of me so far this year. Like I don't think you and I were cheerleading for them to add him, right? Even with Dame.
No, I felt like it was a situation where if it was so connected to the Dame acquisition that to me, I would have felt excited enough about Dame being in town that Kelly Oubre, okay, bring him on and let's see how it goes. But that's not typically the type of player that if I'm entering free agency as a fan or just someone that wants to analyze what the heck they should do, that's not the prototype for the guy that I pick, right? But he has found that role in Philly and he's playing well, he's shooting well. So you're right. Like that's one that because it seemed connected to Dame and Christian Wood, a lot of people have said that that was as well, and I'm not as convinced that that was 100% all just about Dame, but I think Oubre was. And so far, it looks like that's one that got away a little bit. And I'm throwing this out there now as we go through this so that nobody thinks that we're overreacting to small samples and such. I think we both understand that vet minimum guys are going to have ups and downs. So some of these guys may go through stretches this season where they struggle. But to your point with Tyler out and in the circumstances of the kind of lineup and the roster construction and the lack of guards and ball handlers and you know, quarterbacks of the offense or whatever you want to call them other than point guards, it's relevant to kind of look back through because Josh is teetering around that level of not getting enough minutes to really be impactful. So anyway, I'll stop rambling other than I think that it's interesting and Oubre is probably the one that stings. Dennis Smith Jr. is another one though, considering the point guard issues behind the story.
Yeah, well, Oubre is averaging coming into tonight 17.4 points and 5 rebounds. And he's also averaging less than an assist a game. We know he doesn't like to pass, which was one of my issues with him. But his shooting splits right now are 52, 41, 80. Now, ooh. I am not expecting the 3-point percentage to stay at that elevated level. But we're seeing the Sixers play really well around Maxey and Embiid. Tonight they were struggling a bit. But a lot of it has to do with Oubre and some of the role players that they've added. They just got a slew of them from the Clippers, and which, again, a Clippers trade that I still don't understand from the Clippers' perspective, and it's sort of working out so far like I expected with the Clippers, who are already 0-2 since Harden's been there, and now they might have to move Westbrook to the bench. But I don't know what Oubre would have been doing in Miami necessarily. Again, he's been a very erratic three-point shooter over the course of his career, and he has been sort of a selfish player, hasn't played in the playoffs except for two series early, very early in his career. So he wasn't adding like veteran know-how or anything like that. But he's outplayed Josh. I mean, there's no other way to look at it.
For sure.
So far. And the other one, you mentioned Dennis, you know, Smith Jr.
Whose numbers don't look good. I'll lead with that.
They don't. He's shooting 36% from the floor, 30% from three. He's played 70. He didn't play in that game against the Heat because he was banged up. He's a very good point of attack defender, though. We know that. I think that was the attraction to him. But the Lonnie Walker one, looking at it now, didn't Lonnie sign very late in the process with the Nets? Am I wrong about that?
I can't recall, so I don't want to just spout know.
I'm going to find it. But I know coming into tonight, he's gone off tonight. Okay, so these averages are going to go up. He was averaging 16 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists, 52, 43, 76 splits, effective field goal percentage of 62%. Coming into tonight, his last five games. Now, Cam Thomas is out now, so he's going to get even more run. His last five games, 17 points, 11 points, 13 points, 19 points, 21 points. He has shot in those games no worse than 45% up to 63%. So the efficiency has been there, and I'm going to look at it right now. He is, let's see, when did he actually sign? I'll have to find the exact transaction. Signed a contract with Brooklyn Nets July 10th. Okay, so it wasn't actually that late in the game. But also, he's 24 years old. He hasn't turned 25 yet.
I can't believe he took that contract.
That's what's crazy about it. And he's a known quantity to the Heat. I mean, it's not like they don't know. I mean, just like they knew who Bruce Brown was. Like, they knew Lonnie Walker was. They played
those players. Exactly.
They were together for 1 year at UM. I was surprised the Lakers didn't keep him, honestly. But when you talk about a high upside guy, someone's 24 years old who can score the ball, we know that. But he's playing at a higher efficiency level. He would be playing heavy minutes with the Miami Heat now. Correct.
As a starter, I don't know what else to say because they have – I mean, Kyle lately, and coming off of what we just saw, I don't want to really say anything bad about Kyle because he's keeping them together in certain ways despite the struggles other on offense. But anyway, I lost where I was going there. What did you just tee me up with?
I said Lonnie Walker would be playing a lot.
Oh gosh. And what I wanted to say was, is that even as bad as Dennis Smith Jr.'s numbers look, like as we just talk about any of these other guys on the list, or even like a guy like Corey Joseph, who's a journeyman point guard that kind of floats around and he's seems like excess in Golden State as for a veteran guard with Chris Paul ahead of him there. It's even despite their stats not looking great, I could see them in a different situation in Miami looking differently. And so that's just where, as we look at the guards on the list and also some of the scores, frankly, like even just guys that can get their own shot, things like that. It's interesting that when you land on Josh, they got him so quickly in free agency, Ethan, and we know about the call that Spo made and he closed that. I spoke to sources close to Josh and they didn't even know that that was coming. And that was like unprompted. Mm-hmm. Spo just reached out and made that happen. They're counting on him. And
seemed like a comfort thing, Greg. It seemed like Strus was leaving. Vincent was leaving. And it's kind of like, let's go to the guy we know. Who we trust, and you and I both heralded the move at the time. And absolutely. I'm not counting out Josh getting it together, because obviously we know he'll put in the work to do it. He's really struggling with his shot right now. He also seems to be struggling with when he's supposed to be the ball handler, when he's not. He's dribbling a lot more, I think, than they would like him to. Alex has talked about him being more of a connector instead of a facilitator, and I don't think they've really gotten to that point. And now with Tyler out, you're going to be asking Josh to probably do more scoring, and I don't know how that's going to go. But, I mean, Malik Beasley is another one here. Like, he signed with Milwaukee, 26 years old. He signed a basically $2 million, a little over $2 million on the contract here. I mean, this is a guy who made $13, $14, and $15 million the past 3 years, okay, which was even more than Josh was making. So far this season in Milwaukee, and we just saw him get blown by the other night. That highlight didn't look great, but averaging 9 points, 4 rebounds, a couple of assists, shooting 45%, 46% overall, 43% from three, which is his specialty, on 5 attempts per game.
He would be playing too.
He would certainly take that also, right?
Absolutely.
So, I mean, you're just looking at the guards on this list. I mean, Chris Dunn, more of a defender, has never really developed as an offensive player like the hope was. Josh Okogie's been pretty good in Phoenix also. He's gotten more minutes because Booker being out, Beal being out. Eric Gordon, on more of the veteran side, he's also gotten more minutes in Phoenix than I think was anticipated. So you're seeing some of these veterans, some of them, you know, 24, 25, and some of them, like Eric Gordon's got to be 33 at this point, right? He was in the 2009 draft. Hold on. He is
And I wouldn't have wanted – he wasn't the type of player that I thought Miami should have been targeting regardless. So as we do review all these guys, Eric Gordon is not what I would consider one that got away. I don't even think that there were that was telegraphed directly to Phoenix as he got released.
And 31, only 31% from three, when that has been the thing Eric Gordon's done the most. It feels like he's just not a creation player anymore. He's almost 35, actually. It's not the older ones that get me. It's Alani Walker, a Malik Beasley. Josh is right in the middle. Josh is 30.
He was supposed to be one of those guys. That's it.
Right, right. So he has to play at something close to that kind of level. Now, we talk about the bigs. There really weren't a lot of bigs out there for the minimum that signed other places that have been notable in any way. I saw Biombo just obviously the Heat just faced him. I don't know that he would be. He's certainly not an offensive upgrade on Thomas Bryant. Probably at this stage, is it still a defensive upgrade, but not necessarily somebody that you want. They didn't have a ton of options. Now, Christian Wood is an interesting one, only in the sense of, you know, what the potential there is with him. But I will tell you, watching him play in person the other day, I came away thoroughly unimpressed. again, and I can understand why teams were hesitant with him. I mean, so far this season, 8 games for the Lakers, he's averaging 8 points, 6 rebounds, 49% from the floor, 42% from three. Defensively, we know he's not really there. And I'm looking at the overall numbers here. Again, he's shooting 3 threes a game, shooting 42%. So, I mean, it gives you that stretch big thing, but he also doesn't do the other
lead
the
wins.
Right. Right. So it's really, I think when you look at this list, it's really Oubre, Lonnie Walker, and Malik Beasley, who probably would be playing ahead of certain guys on the Heat right now. Correct?
Agree. But none of which I would rather have than Haywood Highsmith. I'll go on record as saying that.
Well, that's fair. And we got to give the Heat credit for the ones that they find. And like they've said, those type of players tend to work out better for them than the veteran cast-offs that they've brought in over time. But I got to think, and I respect Nick Nurse, so it's not a Doc Rivers situation, but I got to think if Philadelphia is getting this out of Oubre, that Spoelstra might have been able to get it out of him too. And again, I'll mea culpa on this one because I was not a huge supporter of bringing Oubre in, even at the minimum. And it appears, at least so far, that I was wrong. All right, we're gonna get into the Josh thing a little bit more here before we close. I do want to mention another great sponsor of the Five Reasons Sports Network, our friends over at All Pro Construction Builders. You can find them at All Pro Construction Builders and allproconstructionbuilders.com. You can call Danny. It's a family business. He's a huge Miami Heat fan. 305-484-4429. This is where you go when you need the storm windows, the storm doors, or the renovations. We know 8% interest rates right now. It's just hard to find a house. Stay in the one you've got. Make it look nicer. Make sure it's protected. All-Pro Construction Builders and allproconstructionbuilders.com. Mention Five Reasons for a discount, 305-484-4429.
Hey, it's Ethan Skolnick for Five on the Floor on the Five Reasons Sports Network. As you know, we heard from Pat Riley recently. Everybody has an opinion on trades, free agency, who they should keep, who they should give up, who they should get. Well, whatever it is that Riley and the Heat do, you don't want them giving up too much and getting too little, right? Well, the same is true of shaving products, and that's why I use Harry's Shaving Products. I love the way it handles, I love the way it looks, and I love the quality of the shave. I have a little bit of trouble growing out a good beard, so better to just shave it off and make sure that it looks somewhat professional. These are German-engineered blades made in their own factory, so they stay sharp longer. Means you can use them longer. And also, they've got customizable delivery options for scheduled refills as low as $2, half of what you pay for other big brands. Also, I would recommend the shaving lotion as well and the body wash. So check it out. You can go to harrys.com/five. That's harrys.com/five. You'll get a $13 trial set for just $3. Again, don't pay too much and get too little. Same is true of shaving as NBA transactions. harrys.com/five for your $3 trial set.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, let's close the loop here by just discussing Josh towards the end of this. We did an episode on Josh and Hawkes and Bryant, but I want to ask you this because I don't think I got into this with you specifically. We know what Josh was. I think we can kind of see what the ceiling may be, although I don't think he's gotten close to it the way he's played so far. Certainly, you know, the foot injury in camp didn't help set him back. And then some of the uneven rotations, guys being in and out, him having to learn newer verbiage, which sounds like the old verbiage, but isn't exactly that. I spoke to him about that. There's a lot of reasons, I think, why he's struggling. And the shot just looks off. Like, he's short on everything. How long do you give it, though? Do you give him more time because he's done it for you before? He's been an effective player for you before?
You have to. I mean, right now, what else are they going to do? They need him to try to break out of that funk and maybe, you know, him playing more will help him with the shot. And sometimes seeing a couple shots go in starts making everything click in different ways. And I guess part of this is that maybe the thought of Josh being a consistent starter on a contender was the wishful thinking that we need to now put on the shelf. And he's more of like, you need to treat him like Alex has said, a veteran minimum role player that's going to play a role. And unfortunately, I think in all his previous stops after he left Miami, he's been kind of in these wishy-washy roles with wishy-washy teams at certain times. And I think that's probably hurt him in really finding his way as like what is he in this league as a player. So I think he's trying to find himself. And I eventually believe he'll play better. And I think some of these guys that are playing out of their minds and averaging 17 a game will probably flatten a bit at some point. Maybe I'll be wrong, but they need it from Josh. You can't put him on the shelf. You got to try to keep playing him. I mean, what else are you going to do? RJ Hampton. I don't know who else it would be, but.
Well, RJ Hampton's an interesting name you mentioned because RJ Hampton's the type of guy, if he had developed a little bit more, considering what his pedigree is, that you wouldn't have had to take the deal that he did with the Heat. Might have been one of these guaranteed veteran, young veteran minimum guys that you would have picked up. I do think there's something to potentially to tap into there as they go forward. But they were counting on Josh. Like, there's no way around the contract aside, they were absolutely counting on Josh to the point that going into training camp, the thought process was Josh Richardson was going to be a starter. And that changed in camp with Kyle's desire for to be a starter, with the fact that Kyle, to his credit, came into camp in good shape and performed well in camp. And also because, honestly, I didn't hear a ton of, like, raves about Josh's camp. And I don't think he put them in the position where he forced them to tell Kyle no. Kyle outplayed him in camp, from what I heard. And exactly. So that's where you're at. And it's honestly, as much as Kyle's been up and down, it's kind of carried over to the regular season. Like, Kyle has outplayed Josh in the regular season also. I mean, yeah. There's the one
it just
huge
sucks
outlier
that we're
from Kyle.
I'm sorry to interrupt you. I want to sneak this in before we close. It sucks that we're having to compare Kyle's role and Josh's impact and in what role he's in, because to bring him here and then expect him to do any of what Kyle is responsible for, I just feel like that's casting him up for success.
At less than one-tenth of the price, right?
Yeah.
So it is unfair to Josh. But also, we were counting on Josh to produce more because they were counting on Josh to produce more than he has to this point. And, you know, give it a little bit more time. He's obviously going to get more opportunities with Tyler out. There's no way to argue that he's been more effective so far than Kelly Oubre, Lonnie Walker, Malik Beasley, or some of these other guys. So doesn't have to be at that level. Nobody's saying score 17, but there needs to be more consistency, and certainly he needs to start making some shots. I mean, that's the thing, because he's being left open right now for a reason. When you are open, you are open for a reason, and the ball keeps swinging to him, and then there's this little hesitation, and then he's missing short, and that is going to need to change, because minimum or not, he's a rotation player for them right now and is into the future. Certainly with Tyler being out. So
they were counting on him to be a double digit score, point blank.
Yeah. We'll see what happens. Thanks to our sponsors, All Pro Construction Builders. Better Edge, use code 5RSN. Sign up for Off the Floor for sure. And we will have full coverage of the two road games coming up this weekend. Have a good night, everybody.
Thank you for listening to the 5 on the Floor on the 5 Reason Sports Network. After all, someone needs to listen to my dad.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.